Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutare Srimadi Bhakti Padanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nirvishes Sanyodi Paskata Desara Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Basari Gaur Bhakti Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Our title today is Look at What the Lord Has Done. When we go through challenges, and would everybody agree that we're in a pretty big challenge right now, all of us together without any exceptions almost anywhere in the world. I think you'll also agree that in these kinds of times, it's tempting to live worried, stressed out. We wonder when it's going to change, when it's going to be over, when they're going to get the vaccine. We wonder when Krishna or God is going to do something. Little do we know that for those who keep God first place, make their lives as a devotional offering to Him, Krishna or God is already doing something we're just not aware of. He's keeping the virus from taking you out. He's holding back the opposition. He's not letting that addiction get the best of you. He's protecting you from an accident on the freeway. We don't realize it, but we're in the middle of a miracle. Krishna's in the process of bringing us out. Without His favor, we wouldn't stand a chance. We'd be overcome. Without His protection, we would be defeated. And one day, we'll look back on this time and we'll say, look what the Lord has done. Look at how Krishna has sustained me in that tough time. Look at how He healed me from that disease. Look at how He promoted me despite the opposition. Right now, Krishna God is working behind the scenes, making things happen that you just can't see. But if it wasn't for His goodness, if it wasn't for His favor and His mercy, we wouldn't be able to withstand the forces that are trying to stop us, pull us down. The good news is that we're not in this difficulty alone, by ourselves. The Most High God is pushing back the forces of darkness. Sometimes we think we're making it through the difficulty. We're tough. We're resourceful. We're determined. We're smart. That's part of it. But what you can't see is the Creator of millions and millions of universes is breathing in your direction because you've kept Him first place. You have a heart that's open for the Lord. You've been faithful. You've consistently honored Him by chanting His holy names. That Lord who spoke worlds into existence is sustaining you, favoring you, healing you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can't see Him right now, but He's setting you up to win. That's why that car barely missed you on the freeway. Last year, my wife's niece and her daughter came to visit us from England. They wanted to go to Yellowstone. So I drove our car. We had a nice visit, Grand Tetons and Yellowstone. On the way back, somewhere in Wyoming, we're going along in the freeway, 85 miles an hour, and there's a slow car in the second to passing lane. So we're going to pull around him. I checked that there was a car that came past me on the left, going at a good clip. So I just checked in my mirror that there wasn't a car right behind him. And then I pulled out to pass behind this car that had just passed me, only to see that his brake lights were on in the passing lane. And the car next to him, and he's already going 65 miles an hour. I have to basically, from a 45 degree angle, swerve the car to miss both cars, which takes us all the way across three lanes of traffic, off the freeway, down into a ditch. Fortunately, Krishna kept me calm and he helped me realize I need to keep the velocity up. If I had touched the brakes, we would have flipped and rolled over. So I'm going at 85 miles an hour in the grass along the freeway and we come up over the big ditch, bounce right back into the slow lane. My wife's niece has never forgiven me. She accuses me of trying to have him killed them all. What it was Krishna saving us on the freeway because He had things for us to do. He wasn't going to let us go just then. That's why that accident didn't happen. That's why that addiction didn't finish you off. That's why The virus can't stop your destiny because the forces that are for you are greater than the forces that are against you. Krishna will always, eventually, when you get right with Him, cause you to triumph. That's why the very last words of the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, Yata Sir Vijabhutir, that wherever there's Krishna and wherever there's devotee, there's victory, there's opulence, there's extraordinary morality. So you're not seeing the victory yet. Don't panic. You're just in the middle. This is not how your story ends. Krishna has a weapon. You can see here. It's called the Sudarshan disc. It's a weapon that he employs to protect his devotees. One time, a great devotee named Maharaj Ambarish was just chanting calmly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. And a wrathful mystic yogi, an incarnation of Lord Shiva, picked a fight with Maharaj Ambarish. This yogi, Durvasa Muni, conjured up a fire weapon, a wizard of fire, to come and burn up the devotee, Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish didn't take any retaliatory action at all. He just left it up to Krishna, calmly, peacefully chanting, Hare Krishna, while this fire weapon was coming in his direction. Krishna sees what happens. He sees when his devotees are in danger. So what he did was, he sent his own personal razor-sharp, effulgent Sudarshan chakra, which is more brilliant than 10 million suns, and it counteracted the fire weapon of Durvasa. Not only did it do that, but it began to chase the yogi himself. He was running here and there all over the universe, getting scorched on his backside. The tables were totally turned. Krishna protected his devotee. It looked for a while there like that's all she wrote for the devotee, Ambarish. But that wasn't the end. That was just the middle. Your thoughts will tell you in dangerous times, it's never going to work out. I'll never get well. I'll never break the addiction. In those occasions, we have to remind ourselves there are things happening that we can't see. Krishna's chakra is coming in your direction. Keep the right perspective. You're not in the middle of a pandemic. You're in the middle of a miracle. Krishna's in the process of bringing you out better than you were before. Now, it's important to note, he's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. Wear a mask. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Keep social distancing. But if you do what you can do, then the Almighty Lord will do what He can do. You're not in the middle of danger. You're in the middle of a miracle. The test which you're experiencing now will one day be your testimony. You'll look back and say, where would I have been without the goodness of Krishna? You're not just struggling in your finances. You're in the middle of a miracle. The enemy thought he was setting you back, but really he was setting you up. Your story never ends in defeat because God is about to do a new thing. Promotion is coming. Opportunities are coming. The right connections. Well, true, the stock market is down. The economy is slow. I don't have the work that I used to. Hey, the economy is not your source. Krishna is your source. The stock market may be down, but Krishna's not down. He owns it all. One touch of His favor will put you into overflow. When you keep Krishna or God first place, when you honor Him with your life, your words, your deeds, your energy, you're connected to a supply line that will never, ever run dry. Even in famine, even in lean times, those who are devoted will have more than enough. When things are drying up all around you, you should be in lack. You should be struggling. Instead, you're going to see supernatural provision, increase, promotion, opportunity that just doesn't make sense in the natural. Why? Because God is the master of all mystic powers. He's the supreme yogi. He can make rivers flow even in the desert. He can make streams in barren places. Normally, in the natural, you can't find a river in the desert. It's barren. You'll never find water freely flowing. But Krishna or God can do the supernatural. He can do the extraordinary, the unusual, the unexpected. He can take you up when circumstances say you should be down. He can bring opportunity. He can bring promotion, even when things are drying up all around you. You're not only going to be amazed, other people are going to be able to see the goodness of God on your life. You'll be an example of His power, of His goodness. Well, true, that sounds good, but I just don't know. It's tough right now. Things are slow at work. This virus has me so worried. I don't know how I'm going to make it. That's just calling in more defeat. Turn it around. Yes, things are slow, but I know a secret. I'm in the middle of a miracle. Krishna's working behind the scenes, supplying all of my needs. He has a hedge of protection around me and my family. We have to get into agreement with Krishna. You can't talk defeat and have victory, talk lack and have abundance. You can't talk negative and have the positive. You can't go around afraid, panicked, and reach your destiny. You are drawing what it is that you're talking about. So don't use your energy to worry. Use your energy to worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said that during the early hours of the Battle of Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln was pacing up and down, feeling so alone, so troubled. Messengers were coming in periodically with the battle reports. The whole fate of the United States of America hung in the balance. Later on, he told friends how he went into his room, locked the door, knelt and prayed. I told God that I had done all that I could do, and now the result was in His hands. If this country was to be saved, it was because He so willed it. Then he added, with those words, the burden rolled off my shoulders, my anxiety was relieved, and in its place came a deep peace and trustfulness. We also read in the Krishna book about how 5,000 years ago, Indra, the Lord of Rainfall, tried to destroy Lord Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the rural village in which he'd appeared to enact his earthly pastimes. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are called the Brijvasis. Indra invoked the storm clouds, which are normally only ever invoked at the time of cosmic annihilation. Well, this wasn't just a bad storm. This was the ultimate storm, which is meant not only to destroy this little village, but it's capable of destroying the whole universe. There were huge storm clouds, rainfall, lightning, all kinds of extraordinary, inauspicious happenings. You'll see this depicted oftentimes in the Bollywood movies, you know, the more devotional Bollywood movies. Everybody's so happy and they're doing all the Bollywood dancing, singing under the umbrella. Krishna lifted the local mountain, held it up for 1 week with his little finger of his left hand to keep everyone warm and dry, during which the storm lasted. But imagine, aside from Bollywood representation of it, put yourself back there 5,000 years ago. Imagine what it would have been like initially. Walls of water on every side. Freezing temperature. Deafening thunder and multiple cracks of lightning. Water flooding everywhere. Rising inch by inch every minute. Chaos. Without faith in Krishna's ability to hold up the mountain, you'd be concerned, not only in addition to the storm, but you'd be concerned, how can a 7-year-old boy continue to hold up a mountain? You'd be looking up and worried about when the mountain would slip from his hand and everybody would not only be drowned, but crushed in the process as well. Imagine mothers holding onto their babies for dear life, fathers grabbing their children's hands, people supporting the elderly. Incredibly loud noise, potential for confusion, turmoil, chaos, and panic. And in the middle of all that, someone very tentatively, tenuously starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In other words, I believe that Krishna can not only continue holding up that mountain on his little finger, But that as long as it's necessary, Krishna will not waver, Krishna will not fail, Krishna will not weaken. Krishna is the almighty supreme personality of Godhead who holds up millions and millions of planets and floats them in space just as easily as pieces of cotton. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Then with that exercise of faith, someone else joins in. And now you have two people chanting, and then another, and then a few more. And at first, the voices are shaky, cracking, tremulous. And then they start gaining strength and momentum, volume, joy. And then they fully get into the swing, giving Krishna praise. Someone steps out to dance. And then another, and then another. They make a circle, a dance circle. And the elderly and the kids join in. Their voices get louder. Gradually, the sound of the wind, the rain, and the lightning is background compared to the sound of the praise, of the chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happened? The bridge bosses are no longer in the middle of a storm. They're in the middle of a miracle. Sometimes in our own lives as well. It may feel chaotic. The circumstances may not be initially calm or at all reassuring. It may look, in fact, like all hell is breaking loose. The medical report got worse instead of better. The virus is spreading further, faster. We're not containing it at all. The economy has taken a nosedive. They haven't passed the second relief package. It's easy to live worried, panicked, lose sleep at night. But Krishna is saying to you tonight, be still and know that I am God. There's a story about Pastor Tony Campolo. He was challenged by a friend one time to add a component of healing to his services. He decided to try it at a church in Oregon. And on an impulse at the end of the service, he announced to anybody that wanted to remain, he would be having a healing service. He warned them that they shouldn't expect much, that he would be glad to pray with them and anoint them with some oil that he had. He was surprised when about 30 people stayed after the service. And he prayed with each one individually, hearing all kinds of requests for deliverance, including many with physical diseases and illnesses. 4 days later, he received a call from a woman who indicated that he had prayed for a husband during that service. Her husband, she said, had cancer. Notice, she said, had cancer. Campolo, silently to himself, wondered if her husband had somehow or other miraculously become cured. And he said, did you say had cancer? She said, yes, he's dead now. So Campolo was kind of disappointed, but he listened further to her story. And then she went on to say how prior to this event, her husband, throughout their entire married life together, was always angry with God. And she was a lady of faith, and he was unbearable to be around. Since the night of the healing service, however, he'd had a change of heart. The lady said, the last 4 days have been the best days of our lives together. She added, he was not cured, but he was healed. So those walls of water in our own lives, they may look scary. You could think of 100 things that would go wrong. Be reassured that Krishna didn't bring you this far in order just to leave you. He's the one holding up the mountain. He's pushing back the darkness. He's keeping the trouble from defeating you. It may look frightening. The circumstances may seem overwhelming. Your job is to stay in peace. You're in the middle of a miracle. Krishna may not deliver you from the trouble, but he will get you through the trouble. Those walls of water that look so intimidating, that's not a sign that you're done. That's a sign that your breakthroughs are up ahead. You're not at the end. You're just in the middle. At the end is promotion, freedom, healing. Yes, right now the winds are strong. The storm is bigger than anything that you've ever faced. It's not a surprise to Krishna. He's not going to let the mountain collapse. He's going to shelter those who are devoted to him from the storm, bring them safely to the other side. This is what faith is all about. Trusting him between the walls of water. Being in peace when others are panicked. Staying calm when you don't know how it's going to work out. Krishna lifted a mountain to keep the waters back. Imagine how strong, how powerful Krishna had to be to lift a mountain and hold it on his little finger for 7 days. You might think, well, why did Krishna even bother to lift the mountain? If he's that powerful, why didn't he stop the storm in the first place? You might think, well, this couldn't be Krishna. He's lifting the mountain, and now in addition to the danger of drowning, there's the added danger that we might get crushed. Now, in addition to getting cold and wet, we could be flattened by the mountain slipping from his hand. You just don't know what Krishna's capable of. You don't know what he's up to. The winds are so noisy, the trouble, the opposition. None of that is powerful enough to keep you from the destiny that Krishna wants to take you to. It's not stopping your destiny, it's leading you to your destiny. You're not close to your miracle only when everything is calm and peaceful. You're not close to your miracle only on sunshiny days. It's just the opposite. When it's dark, cloudy, raining, storming, chaotic, when you're tempted to panic and live afraid, when instead of that you exhibit your trust and faith in the Lord, then you are in the middle of your miracle. That's when you have the chance to pass the test and trust the Lord. That's when your voices of praise can lift up, drown out the loud noises of the storm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari. Right now we're dealing with this virus and we could live worried. What if I can't go to work? What about my finances? I'm afraid I'm going to get sick. I'm worried about my children. Our encouragement is to come back to a place of peace. Yes, there's uncertainty. Yes, we don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future in his hands. You can't see it, but he's holding up the mountain against the flood. He's keeping his devotees from evil and harm, sustaining them in the lean times, bringing healing and wholesomeness, protecting, providing, favoring those who keep in first place. The devotees of the Lord are in the middle of a miracle. They know that the same Krishna who allowed Indra, the Lord of Rain, to send a storm of destruction can also make a way out of the storm where nobody else could see a way. Those Brijabasis became unaffected by the storm as soon as they started singing the praises to Krishna. Similarly, when you can sing in the storm, when you can praise through the rain, when you can thank Krishna that he's working instead of complaining about the trouble, then you need to get ready. Your miracle's on the way. You might be dealing with an illness, worried about your finances, concerned about your children. What you're up against seems bigger, stronger than you can handle. But you have to do like the heroes of faith and recognize that you're not just in the middle of a difficulty, you're in the middle of a miracle. Start thanking God that he's working. Start thanking Krishna that he's bigger than what you're facing. Start thanking him that he's holding up the mountain. You're going to see situations suddenly turn around. Suddenly you'll get well. Suddenly your child gets back on course. Suddenly that virus goes away. When you're in the middle, you have to turn up your praise. Krishna, thank you that no weapon formed against me, no virus against me will prosper. Thank you that this difficulty did not come to stay. It came to pass. Thank you that even now, though I may not see it, you're changing things in my favor. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna likes to see us doing what we can do, and then he does what he can do. He likes to see you take the first steps of faith, and then he likes to multiply what you've done. The story goes that every Sunday afternoon for many years, the Reverend William Waffles, a Methodist pastor in Ohio, would go to a nearby prison to conduct services and visit with the men incarcerated there. And during those visits, year after year, there developed a trusting and loyal relationship between the pastor and his prisoner parishioners. For some time, the Reverend and his wife had been saving their money for a trip to the Holy Land. On the Sunday afternoon, before they were to leave, he shared with his prisoners the blessing that was his. Says, we've worked hard and saved. Finally, my wife and my lifelong dream will soon be ours. I won't see you for a couple of weeks, guys. But he assured them of his prayers and concern, even though he'd be away. The prisoners were delighted. They were happy for him. They gathered around. They hugged him, patted him on the back, shook his hand, jostled him lovingly with much attention and camaraderie. Don't forget that jostling part. That's important. A little later, the pastor was getting ready to leave, and one of the prisoners awkwardly came forward with a package that had been quickly wrapped with a single strand of ribbon. The prisoner said, we didn't have time or money to get you a gift, but we want you to think of us when you're away, and this is the best we can do. Please don't open it till you get home. And when you open it, remember, it's all we had to give you. So the pastor thanked them, prayed for them. He took the package home. He told his wife about how pleased the men seemed to be about the trip and how they'd given him this gift. She too was very delighted. She watched intently as he opened the package. Inside the package, he found his wallet, his pen, his glasses in their case, and a little pocket knife. And what had happened was, when the prisoners had gathered around him to offer their hugs and congratulations, they had picked his pockets. Wrapping it all up, they gave it back to him as a sign of their love, saying, it's all we have to give. The chaplain was delighted with the gift. Even if everything that was given to him was his property in the beginning, didn't matter. In the same way, Krishna or God wants us to put something in his hand to work with, even though all things are his already. In order for a miracle to happen, we need to take the first step. We need to give of ourselves, our time, our resources. Even when we don't think that we have anything to contribute, if we're at least willing to give of ourselves, then the seemingly impossible becomes possible. Krishna can do much with little. First of all, we need to put our God-given talents, abilities on the altar. And the best place that you can start, it's free, it's easy, there's no tax on it, it's calorie free. Give God your praise. Use your God-given tongue and your God-given ears to honor the Lord by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Will you do that? You might have a different name of God in your tradition, and that's fine. But seeing as how you came to the Krishna temple, will you chant this name of God one time? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Can I encourage you that you're in the middle of a miracle? Krishna already has the solution. He's already lined up the good breaks, the healing, the right people. Don't believe the lies that your best days are over. Live like devotees from a place of faith, a place of trust. When they look at their circumstances, they could be negative, they could be worried, they could think that it's never going to change, but they know that for Krishna or God, anything is possible. Krishna is a faithful God. He's not only going to do what his devotees have asked him to do, but he's going to exceed their expectations. He's going to take what little they have to offer, and he's going to multiply what they have. It is asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? He spoke worlds into existence, flung stars into space. He has you in the palm of his hand. What he's destined for your life, if you're willing, he can take you there. He can remove all obstacles, bring your dreams to pass. I believe right now as you're hearing this, some of you, faith is rising in your heart. For some of you, dreams are coming back to life. You're dusting them off. Promises that you've given up on are about to be fulfilled. We're all in a difficult time. Our encouragement is, have a new perspective. You're in the middle of a miracle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. The enemy would not be coming against us so hard if she didn't know that there was potentially something amazing in your future. This is not the time to live worried, afraid. The God who breathed life into you is watching over you. He's holding up the mountain like an umbrella, pushing back the opposition, ordering your steps, putting you in the right place at the right time. Krishna declares to his devotees in the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, you will overcome all the obstacles of conditional life. Your future is so bright, you need sunglasses. Well, that's not all in the Bhagavad Gita, but you get the idea. You wouldn't be here today listening if you didn't have a heart after the Lord. There's a lot of fear and panic in the world. This virus is not going to stop your destiny. The medical report may not look good. You've been dealing with a sickness for years. It's not permanent. Krishna's bringing healing to your door. Maybe you lost a loved one. You don't think you can go on. Our message is, it's not the end. You're in the middle. You're in the middle of a miracle. You had a setback in your finances. Business is slow. You don't know how you're going to make it. Krishna already has it all figured out. He's the provider. He clothed the lilies of the field. He feeds the birds of the air. He knows how to take care of you. New doors are going to open. Opportunities are going to come looking for you. The circumstances right now may look the opposite. Things are coming against you in your health, your finances, your business, your relationship. May not look good now, but you have this promise. You're in the middle of a miracle. The opposition, the trouble, the lack is not the end. Why? Because victory is coming. Healing is coming. Freedom is coming. New levels are coming. The last chapter is victory. When you're doing the right thing, making decisions that honor God, you may not right away see anything improving. You still have that problem at work. Your health still hasn't gotten better. Your finances look just the same. But what you can't see is Krishna behind the scenes, orchestrating things in your favor, lining up the breaks you need, moving the wrong people out of the way. It seems like where you are is permanent. Krishna is multiplying you in ways that you cannot see right now. You're going to have things fall into place that just don't make sense. You'll be scratching your head thinking, how in the world did that happen? You thought you were stuck in your career, thought you'd gone as far as you can, but out of the blue, a promotion came, a door opened that you could have never opened on your own. Even when every circumstance seems to indicate you don't have a chance, you're wasting your time, you're outnumbered, you're done. No, you're in the middle of a miracle. Things are going to supernaturally turn around. If you'll just keep Krishna first place, keep moving forward in faith, knowing that Krishna is in the process of bringing you out, that he's making things happen that you can't see, then you're going to come into times where Krishna miraculously shows out in your life, where he makes things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. Don't let the fact that life is stressful, that you're tempted to live panic and worried, convince you that things are not going to work out. Most of the time, when you're in the middle of a miracle, it's not exactly peaceful. There may be walls of water on every side, a mountain that could collapse, an Indra throwing lightning bolts. There's wind and noise. The key is don't panic. Krishna has you right where he wants you. He's in complete control. He's keeping the opposition from defeating you. It's just a matter of time before you make it to the other side. We're asking you to live from a place of peace, to live from a place of trust. If you do this, I believe that the forces that are trying to stop you are being broken right now. I believe that Krishna is changing things in your favor. Healing is coming. Freedom is coming. Promotion is coming. Breakthroughs are coming. You'll be able to shout with joy. Look at what the Lord has done at the end of this life and in the next life. Go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.